Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. Recently, I received an email from Aaron, and Aaron is 15 years old, and I thought that was kind of fun to receive an email from a teenager. I think that's probably the first one I've had since I've been doing Mormon Channel Daily, and so I was excited to get his email, and he said that he is a sophomore in high school. He's on the school basketball team, and he loves associating with people of all kinds. He said he was looking around on mormonchannel.org and saw that you could share something, and so he said that he wanted to share his thoughts on Jesus Christ. How cool is that? He says he knows that Jesus Christ suffered not only for him, but for everybody who's ever lived. He felt our pains, suffered for our sins. And Aaron says, I am extremely grateful for this. He says, at times I think, what if I had to be judged today by Heavenly Father? I feel so unworthy to even be in His presence. Aaron then says that he knows he can be forgiven and be clean through repentance. Isn't that a great email? Aaron, thank you for sharing that with us. It's fun to think of him as this basketball guy, but he's also taking time to find Jesus Christ in his life. I think it's a great example for all of us, and it really kind of touched me. There's something so wonderful about watching young people grow up as they begin to recognize who Jesus Christ is and as they come to know him, and it's a neat process to watch. I think I've mentioned before how I teach the 9-year-olds at church, and they're just such a great group of kids. They're young, but their minds are so open, and they just think about things so much more simply than we sometimes do as adults, and kind of puts everything in perspective. I really, really love teaching the youth. We love working with them. It's been one of the most rewarding things I think I've done. I found a story that I wanted to share with you today, and it's from Patricia P. Pinniger, and she was the 9th president of the primary organization of the church. And the primary is the organization of the children of the church. And it's in an article that she gave in General Conference, October 1994, and it's called Teach the Children. And I want to play that for you now, and I want you to pay particular attention to the California Redwoods.
Several years ago, while my husband Ed and I were serving in the England London South Mission, there was an unexpected storm. All night, the winds raged. When morning came, we ventured from the mission home to see the damage. It was devastating. Many trees throughout our garden, the neighborhood, and all of southern England had been uprooted. It was amazing to see the fallen trees with their gigantic root systems still intact, jutting into the air. I came to the conclusion that because of the easiness of the way, rain is plentiful in England. The trees had no need to sink their roots deep into the earth to get the nourishment they needed. Their roots were not strong enough or deep enough to withstand the hurricane force winds. On the other hand, the giant redwood trees that grow in Northern California also have a very shallow root system. But when they are surrounded by other redwood trees, the strongest, fiercest wind cannot blow them over. The roots of the giant redwood trees intertwine and strengthen each other. When a storm comes, they actually hold each other up.
Have any of you ever been to the California Redwoods? I'll admit, I haven't gone there yet, but it's on my list of places to go. But I have seen pictures, and those trees are huge. And then you see the people standing by them, and the people are so tiny. But I didn't realize that the root system was really shallow. So I thought it was kind of neat to learn that they intertwine so that they hold each other up. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, gosh, that's what we can do for each other. Have you ever had a situation where a friend just randomly calls you out of the blue just to check on you? Or someone gives you an unexpected compliment, and you just kind of feel the love, for lack of a better phrase. You just feel loved by those who surround you and care about you. And I thought that the Redwoods was a good analogy to maybe help us remember that and think of that. That's what we can do for each other. I haven't been to California to see the Redwoods, but I have been twice to see the musical Wicked. I was listening to the soundtrack recently again. I love the music. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, it's basically the backstory of The Wizard of Oz, of how the Wicked Witch became wicked. And not to spoil it, but in the musical, she's not really the wicked one. She's actually the one doing the right thing. And I was reading on Mormon.org, they had a profile of a lady named Patrice, and she lives in Australia, and she was born in New Zealand. She's a wife, a mother, and a singer, and she says she loves to sing at the top of her lungs, says it's exhilarating. I can relate to that. I feel the same way. She had the chance to play the role of Elphaba, who is the Green Witch in the musical Wicked, the Green Witch, the Wicked Witch. And they actually show this behind the scenes where she's getting her makeup on and they're painting her green, which is kind of cool. And then all of a sudden in this video that they're talking about her life, the whole thing kind of switches. And she says that she's 3 days away from getting married, and her stepfather and her brother are on their way, I think, to the wedding up to where she lived. And they got into a car accident, and her stepfather walked away with only a scratch, she said. But her little brother didn't make it. He didn't survive. And so she said that they got married, but they didn't really celebrate because obviously they just had a huge tragedy. But then she kind of shares her faith, and she talks about how she knows that she can be with her family forever and that death isn't the end. She says this about it: "Faith in God gives me the strength I need to do what I'm here to do, and He wants me to be happy." And I really liked that, not only because she was the star of the musical Wicked, but also because she has faith in Jesus Christ. And I think in those moments of tragedy, that's where we really find out what we're made of, and we find out what we really believe, too. It seems like in times of tragedy, people either get really close to God or they distance themselves away from Him. And I really liked how she said that her faith in God gives her the strength to do what she needs to do. And I think that's true for all of us. He'll give us the strength to do whatever it is that we need to do, whether that's just getting up every day or dealing with a major tragedy. But check out her profile on Mormon.org. Again, her name is Patrice, and you can just Google it and find her. But it's a really great story. I really like the way that she shares her faith. And with that, it's time for us to close, but I thank you for being with us today. If you've had a similar situation where maybe tragedy has come into your life and you want to share it with me, I know sometimes those are kind of personal stories, but I think we can all benefit listening to those stories because I think tragedy has affected each one of us in some way or another at some time in our lives, whether it's to us directly or to a family member. But feel free to share your thoughts with me. You can email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with is, of course, from the musical Wicked, but it's the song called For Good, and it's featuring the BYU Women's Chorus. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.